From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Madeline Brand. You either really love the Mighty Boosh, or you just don't get it. Or, more likely, you've never heard of them. Here's a taste.
That is just making me feel physically sick. What is that gloomy racket?
That's the Human League.
That is electro nonsense.
They're electro pioneers. They invented music.
Invented music?
Yeah.
What happened before then?
It was just tuning up before then.
Are you aware of the music known as jazz?
Oh.
Are you aware of jazz music, the movement of jazz?
Why do you keep going on about jazz
because
for?
Because it's the most important art form in the 20th century.
No one listens to jazz. Science teachers and the mentally ill, that's all jazz is for.
You better take that back, you electro ponce.
The Mighty Boosh is a British TV comedy. Imagine a cross between Monty Python, H.R. Puffin Stuff, and Flight of the Conchords. It stars two comedians and a small cast of characters, some of whom aren't human. They've traveled to the Arctic to find a magic egg and carried on an existentialist debate with coconuts on a desert island. Oh, and they do it all while making up silly little songs they call crimps.
Ooh, 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 I did a twisty. Ooh, 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 a tiny twisty. Twist him up, twist him down, twist him all around like the cobra. Dancing to the music of the pipe, the pipe, the pipe, the pipe of life.
The TV show is a cult hit in Britain, and the Boosh just wrapped up a short tour here in the States where you can catch their show on Cartoon Network's Adult Swim. Julian Barrett and Noel Fielding are the stars and creators of The Mighty Boosh. They join us from the BBC studios in London. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
I kind of did a lengthy description of your show.
I liked it, yeah.
It was a saucy intro.
How would you describe your show?
Oh, I can't do that very well. So
I draw pictures of it. I'm drawing a picture of the show now.
Yeah, this is radio though.
It
so
is. It
I could describe
work.
It in sounds. One, half a day, pa! How's that?
How did you two come up with your characters?
They're not really characters, they're just us.
They're
is
not
it
very
you?
Far away. They're about 12 centimetres away from our actual characters.
So you really are into jazz and you really are into the Human League?
It's just a documentary, The Boosh.
We started writing together and I am into jazz and Noel's into pop and we sort of just accentuated those aspects of ourselves. And
you can't lie about this stuff. You can't invent it. It has to come from somewhere, otherwise it feels fake.
It means we don't have to do as much research.
Yeah.
One of my favorite episodes is The Nightmare of Milky Joe. Can you set that up for us?
It's our favorite, I think, because it's just sort of about... We're washed up on a desert island and I'd seen Castaway with Tom Hanks and thought that would be a good thing for to happen to me and Noel, but I thought it'd be interesting if you know, I was speaking to something and making friends with an inanimate object and then... You know, Vince turns up and goes, what are you doing? I'm here. And he goes, well, I want decent conversation, you know.
So
he's got a coconut, which he dresses up. And then, of course...
I make a woman.
Who's this?
None of your business.
Are you going to introduce me?
This is Ruby.
Ruby? It's a lovely name. Very pleased to meet you. Howard Moon. Don't get up. Nice, isn't she?
Can I help you in any way?
Yeah, I was just wondering if you both would care to join me and Milky Joe this evening for a nightcap.
No, we're fine, thanks.
I've spruced up the hut a little bit, actually, given it a bit of a makeover. You might be interested in having a look-see, both of you.
That sounds electric, but we'll take a rain check.
What's quite interesting is to play it very seriously, because it's almost like quite sort of dramatic... tragic sort of storyline and but if you play it very seriously but it's got coconuts in it it just becomes sort of funny without having to do much.
Also, we used the puppet company who make puppets and they were making the coconuts very animated and very
bit Disney-ish.
We brought them to life and we said we think we just need to have faces sort of almost drawn or, you know, eyes cut out of coconuts and have them very deadpan and still so they didn't talk or do anything because it was funnier for some reason.
I think we were talking to Matt Stone and Trey Parker recently when he came to the States and they were saying that they have a similar thing with their characters, there's a sort of deadness to them that they need.
The creators of South Park.
A stillness that they want from it makes something funny, you know.
We were deadpan.
So how do you actually make the props and design the sets?
We used to do, yeah. When we toured, it was just me driving and because, of course, Noel doesn't drive, so I would drive us and then we would build all the props and I would do the music and we would turn up and we would do everything, you know.
Everything.
So everything we've made from gaffer tape.
Love gaffer tape. You can make anything out of gaffer tape.
It became a bit of a look and so we tried to maintain that even though we could afford not to make things from gaffer anymore, but we sort of wanted to maintain that look.
So you started doing stand-up before live audiences and created The Mighty Boosh as a theatre piece and then took it to TV?
We got paid to write a TV show and then when we gave it to them, they didn't really understand it. because there's a lot of dialogue on the page, and it was just pages of dialogue, and they sort of didn't really understand it, so we thought, oh, let's do it live and then show them how it works, you know. And then they sort of said, it's great live, but how would it work on TV? We're just going round and round in circles. So
we built a TV and got inside it and showed them.
When it'd work like this.
Yeah, shrunk ourselves down. We used puppets to demonstrate how we would work on TV. I think we initially wanted to... We said initially that we wanted to do, like, Python as well, and that was sort of like... Everyone, you know, we all grew up on Python, but we sort of, rather than just a stream of consciousness type show, we wanted a sort of adventure and a sort of team of people within that, sort of to go through the madness.
We never really did sketches either, so we were always interested in narratives for some reason, little stories or adventures.
It sounds like, because you, all of this was so just handmade and just the two of you doing everything at the beginning, and now your show has become this cult hit in the UK and you're trying to conquer the US. Are you surprised by your popularity?
We're not trying to conquer the US. It's always so violent. We're just we're just coming over.
We're just breezing in.
Breezing about.
Caressing people.
Running a hot bath and, you know, get in if you want.
Yeah. Can you help Americans out and tell us what the Mighty Boosh means? What does Boosh mean?
You don't need to know. It's fine.
I do. Now I really want to know.
Actually, where it came from was my little brother had big curly hair when he was a kid, and his little friend was Portuguese or something, and he used to say, oh, you got a Mighty Boosh. And I used to think that was absolutely hilarious. So probably just jotted it down. And we just came across it one day, and Julian went, we should call our show the Mighty Boosh. But I don't know, really. It doesn't really mean anything. Can mean whatever you want. But people call us the Boosh anyway now, so it's a bit more like a band rather than lawyers. Barrett and Fielding sounds really dull, doesn't it? The Barrett and Fielding Show. Here they come with their wry observations.
Wouldn't be the same show, would it? Hello,
Barrett. I'm Barrett. Fielding.
We'd have suits on. This is Fielding. What have you been up to?
Tough day at the office.
Oh, yes.
And that's why we're not called Barrett and Fielding. It's just not, it doesn't work for
us. It doesn't work. No, it doesn't work. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
That's Julian Barrett and Noel Fielding, the stars and creators of the BBC comedy show The Mighty Boosh. All three seasons of The Boosh have just been released on DVD here in the States, and you can find video clips of The Mighty Boosh in the Arts and Life section at the new npr.org.